Daf Yadal, we're up to the top. Tefach, we need tefach and a half. That's how wide the brick is. So it says, since it holds a tefach, so the half a tefach, he puts a little mud or cement on the side, and this side, and a little on this side, and it stays. Rabbi Avuna said, Kari that we said, has to be strong enough to hold a brick. What holds up the Kari doesn't need to be strong enough to hold a Kari and the Riach. Chizdas both need to be strong enough to hold the Kari and the brick. Shesh says he put a Kari on top of the Mavu and he spread it Achselos, and he broke, it's off the ground to Yitvachim. You don't have a Kari because you don't see it, it's covered. And the Mechitza you don't have it because it's Gedoyim Baikimbay. The reason you don't have a Kari because it's covered up. Mechitza you don't have it because it's Mechitza the goats can run right through. Chum like the Kari that comes out of this wall and doesn't touch the other wall. And so the two Kari, one goes out of this wall and one goes out of this wall and they don't touch each other. It's less than three Tvachim, you don't have to bring another Kari. If it's three Tvachim, you bring another Kari. And if Shem Gamliel holds four, less than four doesn't need a Kari. Four, you have to bring another Kari. So to two Kairis that are twins, not each one doesn't have enough to hold an Ariach, but if you Mekabel Ariach that are with a Tefach, you don't have to bring another Kari. If not, you bring another Kari. Shingon Lee says if it holds a Ariach Larach, with Ark at the land, three, it doesn't need to bring another Kari because he holds four Tzvachim's love. If not, you have to bring another Kari. If it was one above, one on the bottom, Rabbi Esavida says you see the top one as if it's on the bottom one as if it's on the top, as long as the up one should not be on the 20 amos, and the low one should not be on the 10. Rabbi Esavida holds like his father in one aspect, that we say Royan, because Rabbi Esavida said we see as if it's metal, and he argues on his father, because his father said above 20 is okay, and he said it has to be under 20. Rabbi Esavida said it has to be wide even though it's not strong. Rabbi Esavida said to Rechiv Rav, in front of Rav, wide even though it's not strong, so he said we learned it, Rachva Briya. Rabbi Leo said, "Name Rav. If it's wide four, even though it's not strong." So the Gemara says, "If it's four tvachim, then it's okay, even if it's not strong." It was made out of straw. What does he teach me? That we say, "Roin." Same thing. So I would think, since straw, even in its min, you never have it. Kamashma. If it's crooked, we see as if it's straight. Pshita. He wants to teach me like Rav Zera said, "If it is in the mavah and the akmim is the crook is out of the mavah, it is in the 20 amos and the kumim is above 20. It's above 10 tvachim, the kumim is underneath 10 tvachim. See, as if you take away the kumim and there's nothing in between three, you don't have to bring another kair. If not, you have to bring another kair. Unless it's pashit. So it is in the sech mav, the kumim is chutz mav, it's richna. I would think, as we choshes, you might come to do it because it's outside the mav, we're not worried. If it's round, you see as if it's squared. What he needed, Sefer tells me that whatever it is, there's a circle, three tvachim is with a tefach. Well, how do you know this? Rech said that in the Pasuk, he made the yam, split up temba amah from one edge to the other edge, round, so 5 amas the height, and 30 amas goes around and around. There's the lips, Rav Papa said, the svasa was very thin. Perech Shoshin. It says in the thick was a tefach, and the svasa is kamasakai's perech Shoshin. So 2,000 bas yachal. There's the mashu. He counts from the inside. Taka learned Rabbi Chiya said the yam that Shlomo made held 150 mikvah tar, 150 times 40 saw. So mikvah kama was 40 saw. As we learned, says Rosh Hashanah b'mayim b'mayim b'may mikvah kol b'sor is mayim that the whole group goes in. How much is that? Amalama, the height of 3 amos. Chomer m'shai the may mikvah is 40 saw. How much is it? 500 lines for 300 saw. For 300 is 100. For 150 is 50. So we should have 150. And for 400, so therefore 450 should be enough. Why do you have 500? So it says, the stafkin, if it's square, the yam that Shlomo made was round. So it says, how much is the square more than the round? A quarter. For 400 should be 100. For 120 should be, for 100 should be 25. So it's 125. So it should be 125. So Rechezkel said, the yam that Shlomo made was 300 underneath of it squared, and the two upward ones were round. Opposite, you can't say because it says svasi ogle, but say all circles. Must say it doesn't make sense because it says alpine bas yachal. How much was it? Three saw. It says masa abosman akur, which is 6,000 strips. It says machzik batim, 3,000. That's because you add more because it's dry. But I said from Hasi, the gutcha is another third. 40 goes to 60. Even though they have bottoms, they hold 40 saw wet, which is 2 kur, which is 60 saw dry, it's going to be tar. Mishnah said, L'chiyayin that we said is height 10 tvachim, and it's wide, and its thickness is a drop. Kol Shibesh says, the width is 3 tvachim. L'chiyayin she'amu, let's say, stama like a blazuk, it says L'chiyayin. Someone says, L'chiyayin means in general all. So it says, Kurish, also Kurish. and say curse the Alma. Says this is Pshat. Those the Chayar and the Argur Rebbez and the Chachamim, the height is 10 tefachim, the width and the thickness is a kosher. Hamish a kosher. He says even kechut asarva. We learned if you made a lechi for half a mavi, it doesn't have only half a mavi pshita. So he said he has half a mavi. This is also pshat poshet. I would think it should be choshes because he might come to use the whole thing. Kamashman. Rav said he makes a lechi for a mavi and picked up from the ground 3 tefachim, or it's off the wall 3 tefachim. It didn't do anything. Even Shimon says you say lava that's Africa upwards, but downwards since it's a mechitza that the goats can push right through it, we don't say it. Rav says width is 3 tefachim. Rav said the Rebbe said name of Shimon that looks not like a resi. Not when it comes to this hilmi, this concoction in Shabbos, and not lechian. Salt water. Rav Huna Bechin said, he said to Rav Huna Bechin of Behilmi, you said like a resi. Lechian, he didn't say it to us. Why Behilmi? He said because the Chama argue. But lechian also the Chama argue. So lechian is different because Rebbe holds like him. Rebbe passed like a resi. Rav Chumi learned that this Rebbe said the name of Shmuel, or Shilas, the name of Rav. Halach is not like Rebbe Yossi, not by Helmi, not by Lachyayin. He said it? Yeah. Rav didn't say it, I swear he said it. And we know, and I learned it from him. Why did he have Charato? Because Rebbe Yossi had his depth with him in Pasuk. Rav or Rav Chumi said, Tabai, the Halach is, what's the Halach? He said, go see what the Halach is. Some say the same Gemara on the case of someone drinks water and he's thirsty, he says, Shachni, the Torah of Tarsus, Berim, Vash, Ravis. I'm Rav Rosser. Rav Chana said to Abai, what's the halacha? Says, go see what they do. They do a bracha shayna, shakal, and bracha achrayna. But in the first is the end of Daf Yud Dalet.